Just weeks after the Lake Christine fire left the southern flank of Basalt Mountain in its wake, green shoots of grass and gamble oak are sprouting up from the blackened soil.
I think burn scars are always hard because, you know, you do have the black and it is a changed landscape. But, you know, fire is part of the natural ecology and part of the natural ecosystem. And so, you know, these reset events happen, but generally, you know, the landscape is able to recover from it.
That's Liz Schnackenberg, hydrologist with the Medicine Bow Route National Forest. She's part of the Burned Area Emergency Response, or BEAR, team that analyzes wildland fire impacts on watersheds after a blaze has burned through. The team identifies the level of threat to safety, developed property, and natural and cultural resources.
Then if it's pretty high, you know, we'll identify what we call a treatment. And a treatment could be doing something on the ground. A treatment can also be something like interagency coordination, working with our partners.
Last month, local reporters outfitted in bright yellow Nomex shirts, green fire-resistant pants, and hard hats got a firsthand look at those processes on a tour of Kelly Lake Road, due west of the Basalt Shooting Range, where the fire erupted on July 3rd. The southern flank of the mountain is closed to the public, but was safe enough for the BEAR team to work.
One thing that we look at is soil structure.
So Beth Anderson is a U.S. Forest Service soil scientist. She determines the state of the soil first by digging a shallow hole to see if the soil is still intact and if she's able to make a dirt clod.
Meaning that the soil properties are holding it together. The other thing I'm seeing within the soil bed is the roots. And we still have a lot of fine roots. We also have some medium-sized roots that are still in good condition. They're not singed and they're not burned and they're not consumed. So this right here, I would say this is definitely an unburned soil.
That's just a tiny piece of the south flank of Basalt Mountain, maybe a few square inches. The health of the soil depends on how fast the fire burned through a particular area. The longer the fire was in residence, as scientists say, the more it damaged the soil.
You see right away how it breaks up very quickly. And when I pick it up, it just kind of dissolves. There's not that structure.
Anderson then scrapes off about a quarter inch of surface matter and adds a drop of water to see if the soil soaks it up or if it's hydrophobic.
How does the water go into the soil? Because that's really what we're looking at in a watershed response post-fire. We'll put a droplet of water on the soil, and there, as you see, it goes right in. So I would say the soil is not hydrophobic. If we do have hydrophobic, we will maintain a water droplet on the surface.
The soil on this part of Basalt Mountain, she says, is moderately damaged, meaning it's sort of a Goldilocks situation, not too bad, not too great. The soil that's lost structure is now prone to flooding. But Liz Schnackenberg says the varied terrain could keep water from running straight down the mountain.
Number one, this isn't that steep in a lot of this. And then where it is steep, oftentimes it comes down into a flat area. And so, yeah, it may come off that steep slope fast, but it's going to hit that flat area and just settle out and slow way down.
The team released findings of the study on this part of Basalt Mountain last week. Karen Schroyer, district ranger on the Aspen-Soperst Ranger District of the White River National Forest, told KDNK that it's not as bad as they thought it would be.
But without a doubt, I mean, you can tell by looking up there on the hillside that there's an impact to the vegetation and to the soils. There will be higher runoff, and there can be more frequent runoff with lower precipitation events.
Schroyer says the north end of the fire is more severely burned than the south end, but it's still too hot for the team to go in and assess. But based on the team's findings so far, the Forest Service is ready to take certain steps, including closing Basalt Mountain and Upper Cattle Creek roads at least for the rest of the season.
I had the opportunity to ride up there with the incident commander yesterday for the first time, and I have to tell you that I did not feel comfortable up there. The number of snags and unstable trees along the roads and the trails is just phenomenal.
She says windstorms will no doubt knock some of those trees down, which will then need to be cleared. The BEAR team will return for more assessments when it's safe to do so. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.